Jerry Bader Show, 1036. Well, my voice is mostly back. Boy, this thing is weird. I don't know what's bit me, but it's really weird. It might be allergies. I don't know. By the way, Rush Limbaugh's out sick today. Mark Stein will be filling in for him. I have no idea what's bugging Rush, but this thing is just, I don't hurt. I'm not congested. It's just, I can't talk. Okay, I want to get to this. This is a piece, this is an op-ed piece in the Wausau Daily Herald. It is written by Keen Winters of Wausau City Council. He represents District 6. He's also a small business owner. He holds an MBA from the University of Wisconsin at Madison. Hey, before I do that, that reminds me of something else I have to mention here. All right, Microsoft did, in fact, hire the new CEO, Satya Nadella, who worked in their cloud computing department forever. He's a 22-year veteran. He's the next person to try to resurrect Microsoft. Microsoft and some people feel Apple is becoming like Microsoft. They're more of their stock hasn't moved in a while. Well, Microsoft's hasn't. Apple's is coming down. They both continue to have very strong sales, but they're not innovating. And a lot of people think it's just market saturation. Well, why should I get an iPhone 5 when my 4 is just fine and so on? I think the problem is no Steve Jobs at Apple. And instead of just reinventing the iPhone, Jobs would have moved on to something much better by now. And that hasn't happened. Microsoft has never been an innovator. And his task is going to be to innovate. Here's what's interesting about Nadella. He got his degree from UWM, UW-Milwaukee. Not exactly what you think of as Silicon Valley types. And the CEO of Yahoo is from Wausau. Two major Silicon Valley type high-tech companies. Microsoft isn't Silicon Valley. I mean, not so much in location, but in category. Very interesting. And what's weird is these companies are still highly profitable, but investors aren't excited about either one. You can just keep reinventing the iPhone and iPad and iPod so many times. You need the next new thing. And in the last, 10 years, people have come to look to, actually 15 years, people have come to look to Apple for that. And it just isn't there. The opportunity would seem to be there for Microsoft to become the innovator, but that's just not their history. It really isn't. They came out with products and they dominated the business world. You have a Samsung? Yeah, Samsung right now is really, that's the big battle. You like your Galaxy Note 2? Okay. But even then they're going to start cannibalizing one another. Someone has to come up with the next new thing. Some think it's wearables, something to dazzle the public. The public wasn't asking for the iPhone, the iPod, and the iPad. They innovated those things. All right. I started saying, I think a mistake that conservatives are making is when they deny the inequality gap. You don't have to call it that. You can call it whatever you want. Democrats are using it as a cudgel against Republicans, so Republicans have run away from the beating in recent years. The reality is they should say, yes, there is an inequality gap. And Democrats have caused it. There is a piece, an editorial piece in the Wausau Daily Herald, by Keen Winters, a city council member out there, a small business owner. Why JCPenney's really left Wausau. I want to share this with you, and I want to bundle it into a story that Jason found online. Here's what here's the mistake Republicans are making. Yes, the middle class is vanishing. It's true. So, JCPenney's store in Wausau Center Mall is leaving us. Why? some people with obvious partisan agendas quickly asserted that it was Governor Scott Walker's fault. Dumb. But that kind of talk offers no serious analysis of our predicament. Here is a straightforward answer. Stores leave because of sales and demographics. Back in the 1990s, I was a market analyst at the headquarters of TDS Telecom. There, I got to put my hands on the latest software the corporations use to make decisions about where to locate. Even back then, a company could get detailed demographics of every 9-digit zip code in the country. The demographics were then augmented by consumer surveys to create aggregate profiles of consumers in a given area. Here's what he means by that. And again, this process is some 20 years old. So imagine what it is today. But listen to how he describes this. The profiles all had names. If you lived in a zip code classified as wealth and brains for the nouveau riche of the financial and tech industries, you can bet Starbucks would be putting a cafe on every corner. People living in a place like Edgar were called Blue Highways, named for the state map color of the two-lane roads that connect small towns. And if the nickname for your zip code was Hardscrabble, you'd be lucky to see a Pomida or Dollar General anywhere nearby. I can't even imagine how sophisticated those programs are now. He's right about that. I do have an idea of how sophisticated the technology is in researching demographics. And he's right. It drills down even much more than this to where they can figure out what ads to put on your DirecTV. Wausau's problem is that its demographics are getting less and less attractive. Since 1990, the city's population has only grown 0.25% per year, about 1/5 of the national average. In 2011, the average income per tax return in Wisconsin was $47,640. For Wausau, it was only $41,620. We've become a slow growth, below average income community. For a moment, imagine sitting in some corporate headquarters and ranking places to add or close stores based on their sales growth potential. It's not hard to see why the Wausau location ends up getting cut. Now, add to the equation the facts that we have high property taxes and chronically have between 4th and 6th highest unemployment of any city in Wisconsin. Don't hold your breath waiting for a Trader Joe's to come to town. There's no question that global economic forays are reshaping the landscape. It is true that JCPenney is struggling nationally. The late Thanksgiving and having Christmas on a Wednesday took a bite out of holiday sales. None of that helps the situation. Macy's is closing stores too. However, there are some things within our control. Our demographic problems are rooted in years' worth of policy mistakes by City Hall. To begin, we have not effectively used zoning to shape the development, even though we have a city plan that calls for mixed income and mixed use neighborhoods. The city stood by while rental homes became the majority on whole inner city blocks. Now we have blight. Other cities have limited the concentration of rentals to 25 or 30% of an area. More importantly, the city has focused too much of its economic development resources on parks, public works, and low-income housing. Too little has gone to projects that create jobs and add to the tax base. I would argue that's a problem in many cities. With all growth in jobs and tax base, we end up with what we in fact have: high property taxes and high unemployment. This is not a good recipe to attract or keep sales-driven businesses, and we should be asking our city officials what they are going to do to fix things. Keen Winters, Wausau Daily Herald. Now, I'm not saying he's wrong about any of that. The dynamic that he describes in Wausau, I think you would find in many countries, that is, communities around the country. Jason found this piece. What's the headline on this, Jason? The middle class is steadily eroding. Just ask the business world. I would argue that what JCPenney's is running into in Wausau and stores that are closing anywhere are running into this phenomena described at Yahoo Finance. As politicians and pundits in Washington continue to spar over whether economic inequality is in fact deepening, in corporate America there is no debate at all. The post-recession reality is that the customer base for businesses that appeal to the middle class is shrinking as the top tier pulls even further away. And what they say is chains like Olive Garden and Red Lobster are struggling, while fine dining chains like Capital Grille are thriving. And at GE, the increase in demand for high-end dishwashers and refrigerators dwarf sales growth of mass market models. That if you appeal to that middle, you have a problem because it's shrinking. Is there any doubt the speed at which companies are adapting to the new consumer landscape serves as very convincing evidence? Within top consulting firms and among Wall Street analysts, the shift is being described with a frankness more often associated with left-wing academics than business experts. Those consumers who have capital like real estate and stocks are in the top 20%. They're feeling pretty good, said John G. Maxwell, head of the global retail and consumer practice at PricewaterhouseCoopers. In response to the upward shift in spending, PricewaterhouseCoopers clients like big stores and restaurants are chasing richer customers with a wider offering of high-end goods and services or focusing on rock-bottom prices to attract the expanding ranks of penny-pinching consumers. As a retail or restaurant chain, if you're not in the really high level of the low level, it's a tough place to be, Mr. Maxwell said. You don't want to be stuck in the middle. So the argument is a lot of these retailers are struggling because that customer base for that middle, you know, not the high end. But if you think in the terms of food, Olive Garden and Red Lobster, which is Darden, but not McDonald's. On the other hand, higher end restaurants are doing well because the affluent have the money to go out and spend on a very expensive meal. I will tell you that's kind of what happened, and my wife and I are not, certainly not one percenters. On the other hand, what we have done is pretty much stop eating out unless we're really going to do it up, unless we're really going to go and have a big night. Otherwise, we don't, Jason, you too. Otherwise, we don't eat much at all. At GE Appliances, for example, the fastest growing brand is the Cafe line, which is aimed at the top quarter of the market, with refrigerators typically retailing for $1,700 to $3,000. All right, so what those in business are saying is, yeah, we can't sell mid-range products because there doesn't appear to be much of a middle class anymore. I want to, in 3 minutes, explain how conservatives and Republicans have mishandled this. It's 1048.
So hold my hand. Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.